Repent and believe in the good news. The third Sunday of Advent is called Gaudete Sunday, Rejoice Sunday. We rejoice because Christ is our Saviour. So John the Baptist, who was the voice to utter, to articulate the Word of God, Christ among us, reminds us that Christ gives joy to those who dwell in his presence. John's disciples were so enamored by him, they thought he might have been the Messiah. So, as the Gospel relates, he sends his disciples to the Lord in order that they might be convinced by what he says and what he does, his miracles. The blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk. Today's gospel is a fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah. So John diminishes now, who said, I must decrease, he must increase. Christ increases in our life, and with every increment comes a higher degree of joy. C.S. Lewis, convert from atheism to Christianity, wrote in his conversion story, his autobiography called Surprised by Joy, that we human beings have three desires, one of the body, one of the heart, and one of the soul. The body craves pleasure, and how fleeting they are. Think of all the television shows that are focused on food and drink, physical pleasures. They dominate the hearts of too many. Yet the heart has its own longing, the longing for happiness. The heart seeks to be content. Happiness comes from being with others, friendships, events, anniversaries, birthdays, and so forth. But higher than that is the soul, the spiritual dimension of the person, and that seeks, that longs for joy. And only God can grant joy, joy to the soul. On this Rejoice or Joyful Sunday, we anticipate the presence of Christ that gives joy to all of us. And with that comes the gift of peace, peace of soul, harmony, equilibrium, knowing that we are one with our Creator. Peace of soul is something that we all desire, and it can come to us in different and manifold ways. But in every case, there must be a voice to utter the word, an image to convey a picture. And here, the day before the feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, Monday, we cannot but recall the events of Mexico. 16th century, the Spanish, the Catholics arrived there, the conquistadors, for good or bad, and found the Aztec Indians were bound by satanic cults. Satanism had entered that country and had convinced the people that they must worship a moon god and a sun god. They were so given to their beliefs, false as they were, that on one weekend they were willing to sacrifice in a horrific manner 80,000 children for the sun and moon gods, who died in the most extraordinary and agonizing pain. I won't go into the details, but suffice to say that this was horrific. This was diabolical. And the Spanish Catholics, realizing that, fought against it. But their word would fall on deaf ears. God had a plan. And the plan occurred to a man called Juan Diego, whose cloak in a miraculous apparition was transformed into the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. This image, which is impregnated into his cloak made of cactus fiber, is in itself miraculous. Now, at Christmas this year, you'll have around your table perhaps skeptics, certainly cynics of the Church and Christ, and people who just doubt the whole reality of God. Have them look into, at a scientific level, the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. The image itself is miraculous. They don't know, still today, what caused the image. The image, which you can see to the naked eye, the most visited image in the world today, for millions visit Mexico City to see the image, don't know what caused the colours. It's not paint. It's not dye. We don't know what caused the colours. The image itself is miraculous from multiple dimensions, but suffice to say for today that this image, within a few short years, converted not thousands, but millions, 10 million Aztec Indians were converted by this image of the Mother of God. Why? Because she stands in front of the sun, the rays are blocked out by her presence. Therefore, she is greater than the sun god. Below her feet lies the burnt-out crescent of the moon god. Both of these they worshipped. She is far greater than those gods. Furthermore, she looks like an Aztec Indian. But she is not God. For behold, her hands are joined in prayer and her eyes are bent downward. She is a creature of God. And so indeed she is. This image converted their hearts and their culture. Today, Mexico is a Catholic country. Mexico City itself has more people in it than Australia itself. And they're all Catholic. But life has not always been easy. In 1917, communism entered Mexico. Within a few short years, the government had become completely and utterly socialist. Churches were closed, convents gutted. The faith was outlawed. In time, a movement would begin called the Cristeros, who would fight to regain their rights to worship, their rights to believe in Christ and God. One such Cristeros was of the family of José Sánchez. José Sánchez was a 13-year-old boy. He'd seen his brothers go off to fight the war against the unjust government. He himself wanted to go. But his parents said, "You're too young, you must stay with us." Eventually, he was granted permission to go to war, but to not fight, but to mind the horses and provide provisions. He did so willingly. On one occasion, during a rather fierce battle, the general himself, his horse, was killed. So José Sánchez gave him his own horse, which meant he was without a means of exit. He was soon captured by the government officials and taken to their own domain, which was his own parish church, which they'd converted into a stall for their horses and for their own entertainment. José Sánchez would not relinquish his faith, his belief in God. Although he had seen people before him, fellow Catholics, die for their faith, he would not relinquish. Eventually, they brought in his own godfather, who tried to convince him to join the government and enter into their army and their battle. He refused. After much difficulties and pointless arguments, he eventually was condemned to death and to be buried in his own cemetery. He was made to walk the 10 blocks to his cemetery, to his grave. But before he would begin, they lacerated with knives his feet so that he could barely walk Along the way, as he walked and crawled, they hacked into him with machetes, trying to convince him to give up his tenacious hold on the faith of Christ. Eventually arriving at the cemetery with his grave dug, they said to him before he died, "What do you, Jose, want us to tell your father?" And he simply said, "Tell my father I'll see him in paradise." With that he said, "Long live Christ the King. Viva Cristo Rey." He was shot through the back of the head and therein died. He was 14 years old. The voice utters the word. The word is Christ. This word was uttered in 1928. And down through the decades, the voice, the word was heard and given witness to in a public manner this year in October, when Pope Francis declared Jose Sanchez a saint of the Catholic Church. This Christmas, in memory of him, let us also be witnesses of the Word of God and help people come to know the fullness of the truth which Jose died for. Praise be Jesus Christ.